With the recent media interest surrounding global warming, many people have begun to glimpse what effect mankind has had upon the planet we inhabit, though they refuse to correctly attribute responsibility for what they are witnessing to the worldview and society we have created. So they go about turning their televisions off standby at the end of 9 straight hours viewing utter garbage, and buying a whole host of special green products designed to defer responsibility and ease the moral guilt of the individual, but actually change very little. To really make an impact upon the mess we're creating would require difficult and unpleasant decisions to be made that would contradict our smug, idiotic worldview and upset a fair few people, which of course are paramount evils in our enlightened age. It is an unalterable fact the world we live on will never get any bigger. The resources that we may take from the planet are extremely finite, limited by the scale and volume of things that exist within the world. Despite this seemingly obvious truth, humankind has in recent times begun to consume the planet's resources at a greater rate than they can be replaced. Uncurtailed, our excesses will lead to a catastrophe of unimaginable proportions. Though seemingly insane that we would choose to do this, it is the path we have set ourselves upon and refuse to turn from. The problem, like many troubles in the modern age, is rooted in the handling of power by unintelligent, low-quality human beings. Stupid people are the waste product of civilization. The degree of comfortability and detachment from brute animalism that civilizations afford makes an ideal breeding ground for people otherwise far too inadequate to meet the demands of reality. Eventually, low-quality people come to form the majority and unavoidably wrest power from those of any serious worth before tearing the civilization apart through selfishness and inadequacy. Unable to understand consequences beyond what affects them immediately, and wholly bent upon sating an inherited neurosis they have no real answers for, low-quality human beings have, through the sheer weight of being the majority, taken control of humankind's destiny. Their stupidity, fear of mortality, and overall bitterness for existence have helped to breed a ridiculous outlook on life that takes little account of the inevitable consequences brought about by allowing enormous amounts of human beings to run rampant across the globe, snatching at things carelessly and greedily like bratty children unleashed in a sweet shop. Unlike in any other civilization in recorded history, modern people now really have the capacity to make some serious damage to the planet and destroy the very hope of a future for humankind long term.
Masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind. Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. World stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing,
spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Now in darkness the world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, hand of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment God is calling, underneath the war pigs crawling. Begging mercy for their sins, Satan laughing spreads his wings. The infamous final lines of the Black Sabbath classic, War Pigs. An ode to senseless destruction in the name of personal profit, and an omen to the doom that awaits those who do not take heed. The global catastrophe that awaits us is not easily perceived by most people. Even with the striking images of ice sheets breaking up and melting away that accompany the now hot topic of global warming, discussion is still mostly in reference to imperceivable forces and distant events that most people are either confused by or take a passive attitude towards. Such as saying, if we just give people more freedom, or more money, or better education, or better technology, it will all sort itself out. Such people are idiots, probably the kind that lie to themselves that they're happy with their modern life. As is common in our age, most people would prefer to hide away and pretend it doesn't exist, or doesn't affect them, than actually face up to the problem, meanwhile marching blindly into the proverbial clutches of the devil. It's hard to imagine that anyone could consider modernity as anything like equal to the sum it will eventually cost us. It flourished atop the ruins of several fallen civilizations. It was born from the unnecessary excess of poor quality humans and poor quality ideas that were left in the wake of their downfall, with little attention paid to what it was that caused the demise. It was a failure from the outset, being based on nothing but the hope of the individual to prosper materially. Unfortunately, now that we have money instead of culture, snide, ruthless, slovenly beings with no allegiance to anything other than themselves, and life expectancy consisting of a set of insignificant trivial decisions, we are fundamentally miserable. And so, assuming our civilization lasts, our future is at best imagined a plastic-coated, space-traveling dream world, where everyone is of equal wisdom and exerts no effort whatsoever towards obtaining their own life. And at worst, imagine populated by grey-skinned morons living around a handful of dingy, polluted cities atop a desert planet, where only the rich and viciously manipulative can get to see the sunlight even. In the short term, we'll see ourselves grow fatter and fatter on our thoughtless excess. We may even begin to see something akin to the visions science fiction has predicted begin to form within our society. But ultimately, all we'd be doing is building ourselves more elaborate tombs, caging ourselves into the human equivalent of battery farms, and waiting, like all fattened pigs, to meet our fates in the slaughterhouse. Modern society is a cancer upon humankind and upon the earth, that like all cancers must be cut out before it overruns and brings down the host. Unless we take a hold of our overconsumption, we can expect a bleak and horrific future. This week I offer you no happy ending, no obvious resolve. My aim is only to leave you cold and unnerved, disturbed by the realization of the situation we find ourselves in, and hopefully moved enough to do something about it. Change your own life and that of those around you. Help spread saner ideas to the world, regardless of what personal gain you may see in the short term from doing so. For more information, see www.corrupt.org. Alternatively, you could ignore everything that is going on around you and continue to derive a sick, twisted pleasure from your ignorance. I wonder how long you will manage to do so before reality forces itself upon you.
Thank you.